the Boy Scouts of America to go co-ed? Yikes! The Girl Scouts has got a collective case of the vapors over their discovery of a, quote, covert campaign to recruit girls into programs run by the Boy Scouts, end quote. How dare the Boy Scouts even consider allowing girls in the Boy Scouts of America? Does someone have a towel to wipe up the irony that drips from the brows of the conspiracy theorists who man the helm of the left-listing Girl Scouts ship? It's ironic in that the Girl Scouts was the first of the two organizations to admit opposite-sex children into its program 6 years ago. Now, of course, the Boy Scouts does as well. The Girl Scouts admits boys who seek to pass as girls, and Boy Scouts admit girls who seek to pass as boys. A spokesperson for the Girl Scouts told BuzzFeed that the sexual integration of the Boy Scouts is, quote, a potentially dangerous and bad idea, citing research supporting single-gender programming, which says that girls learn best in an all-girls environment when it comes to scouting, end quote. I suspect the spokesperson meant to say single-sex programming rather than single-gender programming, but he, she, ze, they should be forgiven for his, her, zer, their error. It's hard to keep up with the shifting definitional sands upon which the leftist sexuality gender ideology is built. If the sexual integration of scouting is at minimum a bad idea and potentially dangerous, as the Girl Scout spokesperson claims, why the heck has the Girl Scouts been admitting boys for 6 years? Now that both clubs admit opposite-sex children, what possible justification could the Girl Scouts offer for opposing a decision by the Boy Scouts to admit all girls who want to join? If a club for boys allows girls to be members based on nothing more than the desire of those girls to be boys, why not admit other girls based solely on their desire to be scouts? What if these girls internally identify as scouts? What if they need to be scouts to live authentic lives? The Girl Scouts determined 6 years ago that being objectively, immutably, biologically female is not a requirement for membership. Subjective internal desires supersede objective biological sex when it comes to membership. So why can't subjective internal desires about which club a girl desires to be a member of trump biological sex? Isn't the Girl Scouts arguing for discrimination based on sex when it seeks to prevent objectively female children from joining the Boy Scouts? Or, since the Girl Scouts is hunky-dory with objectively female children who identify as trans joining the Boy Scouts, maybe the Girl Scouts is arguing for discrimination based on gender identity when they seek to prevent cisgender girls from joining the Boy Scouts. Either way, it seems that the Girl Scouts has been hoist by its own petard. Its perverse sexuality ideology, applied consistently, permits no sex segregation anywhere for anyone. Either objective, immutable biological sex, as evidenced in anatomy, is profoundly meaningful and should be recognized and respected, or it isn't. The trans cult, borrowing tactics from homosexual activists, exploit the historical plight of blacks, repeatedly claiming that single-sex private spaces constitute the same kind of invidious discrimination that blacks experienced during the slave era, an era of Jim Crow laws. Of course, such a claim is both absurd and invidious. While there are no ontological differences between people of different skin colors, there are significant differences between males and females, which even homosexuals tacitly acknowledge when they say they are romantically and erotically attracted to only persons of their same sex. So too does research that demonstrates that single-sex educational contexts serve the needs of boys and girls best. When I worked at Deerfield High School, even progressive teachers inadvertently acknowledged these differences when they would good-naturedly gripe about having classes heavily weighted with students of one particular sex. Take a stab at which students, male or female, are generally more disruptive and harder to manage en masse in a classroom context, PE excluded. The differences between males and females include anatomical differences, and it is anatomical differences that account for natural and good feelings of modesty and the desire for privacy. If anatomy has no meaning relative to modesty and privacy, and if segregating humans based on objective biological sex constitutes unjust discrimination, there should be no sex-segregated spaces anywhere for anyone. And that's exactly what trans cultists seek. Remember, trans cultists do not believe that surgery, cross-sex hormone doping, cross-dressing, a diagnosis of gender dysphoria, or even the experience of gender dysphoria is necessary to identify as trans and access opposite-sex spaces and activities. All that's necessary is their claim that they identify as the opposite sex. If conservatives don't speak up as loudly and persistently in defense of the meaning of sexual differentiation, as leftists do in defense of their cultic, science-denying, trans ideology, we will witness one of the most profound cultural revolutions the world has ever seen. We will see the eradication of all public recognition of sex differences everywhere for everyone. This will not result in a handful of gender dysphoric persons accessing opposite sex private spaces, which is pernicious enough. Rather, it will mean all restrooms, locker rooms, dressing rooms, saunas, steam rooms, semi-private hospital rooms, shelters, athletic teams, nursing home room assignments, and clubs will be co-ed. We're just one step closer to the phantasmagorical, progressive world that pretends that sex differences are meaningless. I wonder, which scouting club should gender non-binary and gender fluid kids join?